CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station, G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 19th of May, 2024, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB Board Liaison Roles Update. The Signals Museum at RAF Henlow is closing soon. The UK 6-metre group Summer Marathon is underway. Each RSGB board director has a liaison role between the board and specific aspects of the society's work. This focuses very much on the work done by RSGB volunteers in committees, groups and teams, as well as by the honorary officers. The board has just agreed the liaison roles for the coming year. To find out more or to see contact details for each board director, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/board. The Signals Museum at RAF Henlow is closing soon. Its final open day will be on the 8th of June 2024. According to the museum's website, after this time, it will start to dispose of its exhibits. The museum attempts to tell the story of RAF signals. Among its attractions, it contains a lot of working equipment which can be demonstrated, including transmitters, receivers and radar consoles. To read more about the museum and to learn how you can visit it before it closes, visit signalsmuseum.uk. The UK 6-metre group Summer Marathon is underway. The activity is open to all amateur radio operators worldwide, and membership of the group is not required. The objective is to work as many 4-digit grid squares as possible between the 4th of May and the 4th of August on the 6-metre band. Logs can be submitted until the 18th of August 2024. You can find out more at UKSMG.org. The latest Radcom contesting column is now available for all to read on the RSGB website. Since April 2024, this exclusive content has been shared online each month following the publication of each Radcom issue. This useful resource shares various aspects about contesting, including Tip of the Month, a featured UK contester, as well as a Contest of the Month. This month, Nick Totterdale, G4FAL, who is the HF Contest Committee Chairman, looks at the history of contesting. To find out more and to read this month's column, visit rsgb.org/radcom-contesting. A reminder now that International Museums Weekend will be taking place on the 3rd and 4th weekends in June. This year, those weekends are the 15th and 16th and 22nd and 23rd of June. Special event stations will be operating from a wide variety of museums from many different countries. To read more about the event and to register to take part, visit tinyurl.com/IndiaMikeWhiskey2024. Don't forget that lots of stations are on the air to celebrate SOS Radio Week throughout the month of May. The event takes place each year to celebrate the work of the volunteers from the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, independent lifeboats and National Coast Watch stations around the British Isles. A commemorative certificate is available to all official stations that record their contacts on the website, together with awards for the top individual and club or group stations on each band from 160 metres to 70 sems. To read more about the event, visit sosradioweek.org.uk. And now for details of rallies and events. Today, the Dartmoor Radio Club Rally is being held at Yelverton War Memorial Hall, postcode Papa Lima 20, 6 Alpha Lima. The doors open at 10 a.m. For more information, please contact Roger Han on 07854-088-882 or email to echo0romeopapahotel@gmail.com. Durham and the District Amateur Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 26th of May at Bowburn Community Centre, Bowburn, County Durham, postcode Delta Hotel 6, 5 Alpha Tango. The doors open from 10:30 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. with disabled visitors gaining access at 10 a.m. The entrance fee will be £2. There will be a bring and buy sale, trade stands, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. Catering and a licensed bar will be available on site. For more information, contact Michael, G7TWX, on 07826-924-192 or via email at deltaalpharomeosierra@gmx.com. Dunstable Downs Radio Club would like to remind everyone that its annual boot sale has been postponed until the 30th of June. This is due to the site being used by BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend Music Festival. Updates will be posted to Dunstable Downs Radio Club's Facebook page and reminder emails will be sent out closer to the time. To add yourself to the list, visit deltaDeltaRomeoCharlieBootSale.org and sign up for email reminders. Now the special event news. Today, the 19th, RAF Wallington Amateur Radio Club will be back at the International Bomber Command Centre for its Inspire Ride 2024 event, which this year will pay tribute to the men of Stalaglav III who took part in the Great Escape in March 1944. Operators expect to be working on the HF bands using SSB and some CW as well as FM on the 2-metre band. The station will be using special event call sign Golf Bravo 5 Echo Sierra Charlie between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Northwest Group Amateur Radio Club, Mike November Zero November Whiskey Golf, is running special event station Golf Bravo 0 Alpha Echo Lima until the 31st of May to commemorate the anniversary of Amelia Earhart's transatlantic flight. On 20th and 21st of May 1932, Earhart became the first woman to fly non-stop and alone across the Atlantic Ocean. Recently, the station has been heard on the HF bands using CW, FT8 and SSB, QSL via MI0HOZ, direct or by the Bureau. The United Nations Global Service Centre Amateur Radio Club, 4U1GSC in Brindisi, is active as 4 Uniform 29 Mike Alpha Yankee until the 31st of May. The special call sign is active to promote the International Day of United Nations Peacekeepers, which is the 29th of May. The station has been worked recently on the 20 and 15 metre bands using CW. QSL via 9A2AA. Now the DX News. Chris WA7RAR is active as 8 Papa 9 Charlie Bravo from Barbados, NA021, until the 26th of May. All of his operations are portable at various locations throughout the island, especially parks on the air sites. He's QRV on the 20 to 10 metre bands using CW and SSB, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to WA7RAR. Roland F8EN is active again as Tango Romeo 8 Charlie Romeo from Gabon until at least the end of June. He will operate CW only and will celebrate his 96th birthday while there. QSL via F6AJA, direct or via the Bureau. Roland can usually be found on the 30 to 10 metre bands using CW. Now the contest news. The 144 megs May contest started at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 18th and ends at 1400 UTC today. Using all modes on the 2 metre band, it sends a signal report, serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. Also today, the 19th, the first 144 Megs Backpackers Contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal reports serial number and locator. UK stations also send their postcode. Tomorrow, the 20th, the FT4 series contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using FT4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 21st, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 1.3 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 22nd, the 80 meter club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using data modes on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The CQ Worldwide WPX CW contest starts at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 25th and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 26th of May. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Sunday the 26th, the UK Microwave Group High Band contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, on Thursday the 16th of May 2024. After last weekend's auroral spectacular, it was nice to see the sun calm down a little and the bands get back to normal, but that didn't last long. To recap, on Friday the 10th of May, the KP index shot up to 9 due to the effects of a number of coronal mass ejections, while the HF bands closed down in the subsequent geomagnetic storm. While there were visible aurora across the United Kingdom and Europe, HF propagation really suffered and didn't start to recover until late afternoon on Saturday the 11th. The main culprit, active region 3664, has now rotated out of view, but that doesn't mean we're out of the woods just yet. Solar flares can cause short-term disruption to HF propagation due to their X-rays penetrating deep into the D region and causing signals to be absorbed. Subsequent coronal mass ejections can cause longer-term degradation of the F2 layer, with reduced maximum usable frequencies, noisy bands and auroral conditions. At the time of writing, the KP index stood at 6 again, so it looks like unsettled geomagnetic conditions are continuing with a moderate G2 geomagnetic storm in progress. Low to moderate activity is now expected, with a slight chance of further strong class flares. The regions currently on the visible disk are smaller and simpler, with isolated M-class flares possible from these. However, a new active region, now rotating into view, has already emitted an X-class solar flare. Next week, the United States Air Force predicts that the solar flux index may remain in the 160 to 180 range. HF conditions remain a lottery, as they can be badly affected by solar flares and coronal mass ejections. It's best to keep an eye on solarham.com for updates and also propquest.co.uk for near real-time reports of the critical and maximum usable frequencies. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The weather remains on the unsettled side of things, with areas of rain and some thunderstorms over the country, especially the south, as we end this week. As this report is being read out, high pressure is becoming established over northern and western Britain. This may eventually take a tenuous hold over the rest of the country during the second half of the coming week and into next weekend, 25th and 26th. This high pressure, although fairly weak, may help with some tropo for those in northern Britain in the 144 May contest and the Backpackers contest this weekend, ending the 19th, may also be helpful to those taking part in the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest on the 21st. However, the conditions may not be of much use in the south as another low arrives from the continent. Overall, rain scatter on the gigahertz bands will probably be worth exploring in the rainy areas again, since some of the showers may be heavy and thundery. The prospects for aurora are still worth keeping in mind despite the recent stunning event. Minor, non-visible events can still provide a reasonable radio aurora to explore. The sporadic e-season continues to develop, and with such unsettled weather, there are plentiful jet streams to act as source regions for turbulence, which can propagate up to the e-region where they can generate sporadic e. We are currently at the tail end of the Eta Aquarids meteor shower. A few meteors from this shower will continue to appear, but no major showers expected this week. The lowest moon declination occurs this coming Friday, with the moon being full on the 23rd. A clear sky should reveal an impressive flower moon. For EME, path loss will still be relatively high, although the moon is starting to move back towards its closest point to Earth, or perigee. 144 meg sky noise starts the week low, but rises to high on Saturday the 25th. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known for the South West and South Wales, centred on Bristol. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club has a net on 70.475 MHz from 7:30 p.m. Contact is Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is November Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie .org.uk or Dave G7BYN on 07533 933 831. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater from 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. On Wednesday the 22nd of May from 7:30 p.m, Graham M7FQY will be giving a talk entitled RF in the Operating Theatre. Contact is Terry, M0TJX, Secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alpha Romeo Charlie .uk, or on 07889208090. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. Contact is via golf for whiskey sierra mike dot club. In Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. There'll be a club net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, 07900560080. Cwmbran in District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. You and old members are always welcome. Why not join the Monday evening net on 145.7125 MHz, CTCSS 94.8 with a 600 kHz split from 7:30 p.m. To find out more, visit the club website at mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club. Otherwise, contact is Ken Smith, 07411 595 103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Sunnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 14, 6 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. On Mondays, there is a Wires X net in the Highfields room, 05993. Access is also possible in Cardiff via gateways on 431.075 megs and on 431.1875 megs. On Wednesdays, there are nets on 145.525 megs FM from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. On Fridays, from 7 p.m, there's a net on the MB3 IEC All-Star node 59948 and via Echolink MB7 IEC-L. This simplex gateway covers most of Cardiff and can be accessed on 144.9125 FM with the CTCSS code 110.9. Contact is via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs from 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. Members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. The Society is active today, the 19th, for pubs and clubs on the air. Contact is via Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey .org.uk. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets in Ustrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Fox 41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the Society can be found by visiting Golf Whiskey 2 Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot .co.uk. Contact is John GW4BUZ on 01443-432-542. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wern Industrial Estate, Rogerston, postcode November Papa 109 Foxtrot, Quebec. It's located 5 minutes from Junction 27 on the M4. On Tuesdays, there's a net on 145.550 megs from 7 p.m. and contact is via uskside@newport.gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSDB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSDB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe from the GB2RS news team.